Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle Harris is with us live in Montana. He's a USA Prepares instructor. Kyle, last week, Steve Mnuchin, U.S. Treasury Secretary, said that the 3.3 million people who filed for unemployment benefits, that was insignificant because the government is going to send them $1,200. And so the number of layoffs was insignificant. That was last week. This week, it's 6.65 million. And that's not added to the 3.3. That's a new 6.65 million who have filed for unemployment benefits. That brings the total up to 10 million of the 329 million people in America. Now, not all 329 million people are working. Okay, some are newborns, some are 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old, some are retired. So you can't just say that 3% of Americans file for unemployment. Well, because of the 10%. So it's now 10% in 2 weeks. 10 million people in 2 weeks have filed for unemployment. Now, my research, Kyle, says that this coronavirus does not just impact and infect middle-aged and older people. It infects newborns, it infects one-year-olds, it infects cats, it infects dogs, as well as everybody else. So this is a pretty big problem. And so I just wanted to share that with you. And I understand that if I want to buy a 25-pound sack of flour, if I want to go to Sam's Club, I can buy one. I can buy one because there's a limit of one. But I'm not going there. I am not going to Sam's Club and risking getting sprayed by some GDP person, coughing, sneezing, whatever they might be doing, rubbing their nose. You know, if you go into Sam Club and you look in the men's room, there's pee on the floor. You know, guys think they can they can pee farther than they can pee, so some of it goes on the floor. But I'm not going to go there because the coronavirus travels in urine and feces, and the air, and coughing, and sneezing, and contact of all kinds. So I'm not going there, even though they have it. So it's a problem, and I'm not risking it. And people are calling us up saying, "Hey, can you fix my car?" And we say, "No, no, we're under lockdown. We can't help you." And that's another thing. Who is going to help these people who have these broken cars? The cops are calling in sick. This is a really serious situation. And why are the cops calling in sick? Because there are 1,000 plus in New York City as of yesterday who have tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, how could they possibly get it? Well, they live in New York City, right? They are packed and stacked. They touch the handrails, the doorknobs. They go on the subways. They go and meet with the public. It's pretty easy to get it, right? So what we're finding is that there are two things that seem to be major factors in the coronavirus transmission. One is wealth. The more wealthy an area is, the more they seem to have the coronavirus. And the more dense the population, the more they seem to have it. So those are two things that we recommended avoiding a long time ago. Kyle lives in the middle of nowhere, and so do we, and so do a number of our instructors. And we've advocated this for years. Now the problem is, if you want to do what we've done, it took 40 years. 40 years for us to get to this point in our lives, Mrs. Fennelli and me and the family. 40 years. It can't happen overnight. Now, some people think they can buy their way into this. You know, just spend money. If they're extremely wealthy, they want to go to buy some property and move in and consume the resources. Well, the locals are going to be frosted. The locals aren't going to appreciate the wealthy people coming into their, invading their areas, their little villages, and consuming all the resources. They're not going to like that. And I think you're going to hear the sound of gunfire. Kyle, any comments?
Yeah. You bet. Yeah, you know, Vince, the things that you and I and Rich even and a bunch of other instructors have been pleading for people to do for a long time is on us now. The disaster is on us, and it is, in my opinion, it's too late to be able to do the things that we have done. Like you, my wife and I have been at this for 37, 38 years. We've been doing stuff similar to this, and the learning curve continues, up all the time. It's like a learning curve that never ends. You're always learning. But can you see, Vince? I mean, I'm sure you can, that this, think about 10 million people on unemployment. Think about $2.2 trillion created out of thin air. And imagine for just a second the storm that is going to happen as soon as the thunderclouds of all of this pass. This is such a perfect storm of what we're fixing to run into for this country. After this is over, it's going to be a paradigm that we have never seen before, and it is not going to be pretty. And so kind of like where we were talking about before, what kind of things in this new paradigm can we get, use, fix, buy, sell, to realign our thinking and our resources in order to be able to survive it. And I think, for people that's fixing to get this $1,200 check or whatever from the government, I believe this is fixing to boost us into an area afterwards in just a few months is going to push us into a hyperinflation mode, or at least an inflation mode that is going to be in the 10 to 25% range. That's just my guess from what I have seen. So,
and if that happens, we're lucky. If it's only 10 to 25%, we're very fortunate. Because
yes,
in Australia right now, Gwyneth called me. Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia. She called me yesterday, and she said that food has doubled in price, doubled already in Australia.
Wow. That is amazing. Well, okay, let's just think in terms of people that are living check to check right now. If you had to spend another 50% more for your food, if you could get it, but if you had to spend another 50%, that's going to put a lot of people out in the streets. So, my whole thrust of this thing was, what kind of things do you not want to live without? What are the basics that you have to have to survive? And if people have the money to be, and or you get the money from the government of all things, to be able to use this money wisely, might mean the difference on whether you make it the next 6 months to a year, in my opinion.
Oh, I have to agree. Absolutely have to agree. So here's what I've learned last night. In the middle of the night, I woke up and I was doing some research. And there are young people who, just married couples, and they're looking for the American dream, and all of a sudden, it's been wiped out. Well, young people are saying, well, we have enough money to pay our rent, and we have enough money to pay for some food, and we have enough money to pay for electricity and heat and so forth. But they're saying that as prices increase, they're going to have to stop paying for some of those things. And the number one thing, the first on their list to stop paying for, is rent. That's number one. They want electricity, so they're going to pay their electric bill because they want their electronics, they want their smartphones, they want that to keep going. They want to eat, but that's getting more expensive and harder to do. And they're not going to work. So people are without jobs, and they're thinking, no job, no income, but, you know, we're getting this $1,200 check, which is great, except for it's not here. And who knows when it's coming. And it's only great for the short run. And that's only going to prevent people from rioting in the streets for the short run. Because when that stops and they get hungry, they're going to start breaking windows. They're going to be bashing in store doors and windows. And they're going to be breaking cars and setting things on fire and burning the cities. That's already happened here in the United States in the 1960s. There were the race riots. This time it's not the race riots. It's everybody. So it's not just one particular race. It's everybody's involved in this one. And the police, are the police going to, if these people are coughing and hacking, are the police going to come out there and say, listen, y'all, knock it off? Or are they going to just walk away? I have a feeling the police are just going to let it continue. So what's happening in California right now? Well, stores are boarding up. They've already been doing it for days. They've been boarding up the windows. Why would they do that? I think that's because they don't want the windows broken. Why is it that Bass Pro in Springfield, Missouri, this massive, massive complex, why are they setting up guard stations? Why are they preventing people from going into their parking lot? Why are they protecting their interests? Because I guess they can see this coming too. I'm hypothesizing. I don't know for a fact. I haven't been invited to their corporate meetings, to the board of directors meetings saying, hey guys, what are we going to do about this? I don't know that. But I can see that there is a panic here, and that's why I've called it the Corona Panic. There, literally, 28% of Americans right now say they've had a substantial amount removed from their income. Why? Why? 16%. 28% of this particular survey say they already have lost wages of some kind. 16% said that they were laid off or furloughed from work. Of course they were, because the cities have shut down. Now, if they're furloughed, that means, well, you still have a job when we reopen, right? But it means you're not getting paid while we're not open. So these people who are living week to week, month to month, on the average, in 2 weeks, they're out of money. So something has to stop. Is it the electric bill? Is it the water bill? Is it the air conditioning or the heat bill? Is it the food bill? Is it the insurance bill? Is it the car payment? Or is it the rent or mortgage? Pick one or two or three or four or all. That's where we are. Because people have been living paycheck to paycheck. Why is that? Because they've been conned by the marketeers. They've been conned into buying new cars. They've been conned into vacations that they can't afford. They've been conned into going to Disney, which makes no sense at all to me. They've been conned into brightly colored, battery-powered clothes. Why? I don't know. Doesn't make any sense to me. It makes no sense, but people are doing it. They're buying new computers, new phones. They think that it's normal to replace your phone every 2 years. Are you kidding me? We had the same phone on the wall for 30 years when I was growing up, the same phone. It lasted 30 years, and I still have it, and it still works. And that's from the 1960s. It's like 60 years old, and it still works. It's pretty simple. It had a rotary dial, but it worked. And we've been conned into thinking that we need this new sophisticated stuff that only lasts 2 years, like washing machines and dryers. And just wait till you try to get that new car fixed. Just wait, and you can't get the parts, and no one's going to want to work on it.
Yeah.
Kyle, I'd love to hear your comments on that that short rant.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S.
Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris is with us. He's in Montana. And we're talking about the Corona Panic. Kyle, any comments about what I've said?
I agree with you, Vince. I think people need to think, you know, just like you just said about them boarding up stores and stuff in Springfield and guard towers and our guard stations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What you know as well as I do, Vince, that one of the old investing strategies used to be, or probably still is, look at what the very rich are doing and start doing that same thing. Well, if you think in terms of somebody boarding up their stores to protect what they've got, you better start thinking down that path, or else you could find yourself looted, you know, because no matter what you've got, it can be taken, and if you're not prepared to be able to defend it and protect it, I personally believe that as soon as this the government money, just speaking to the audience right now, think about this just a minute. I know Vince already knows this, but where did $2.2 trillion come from? It was created out of thin air. the Federal Reserve did not have $2.2 trillion sitting in their back pocket that they all of a sudden, out of the goodness of their heart, decided to loan the United States. It didn't come from that. It's created out of thin air. There's absolute, I mean, it's just digits. You couldn't print that much money. So these digits that are being printed, what is the surety? What is the collateral that the Federal Reserve is getting for their stuff, for this money that they've created out of thin air? It is everything you have bled, worked, and purchased in your entire life. They own it all, including you. That's the crazy thing, that how this Ponzi scheme is being perpetrated on the American people, and you are going to live through the fallout of it. I think we are headed into one of the worst. It is going to be the greatest depression, like Gerald Celente just said a while back. I think it is going to be the greatest depression, and I think it, because of the type of people we have been bred to become, it's going to be way worse than it the last one. Your comment, Vince?
Yeah, I mentioned that we are in the second Great Depression. I've mentioned that in the past, and I absolutely stand by that. And I believe that it will be, as Gerald Celente said, the worst. This will be the worst of the depressions, of the two so far, that we can remember here in the United States. Some of the headlines about the coronavirus. Chris Cuomo's haunted night with coronavirus, shivering, hallucinating, beaten like a piñata. Now, why would someone like Chris Cuomo say something like that if it weren't true? Why would he ruin his reputation? Why would he say that if he's a CNN news anchor? Okay, why would he say that if it's not true? This virus is absolutely, positively true. And the government, who has made it really a centerpiece of their spying technology to track us everywhere we go, now is saying, wear masks everywhere you go. If you, you know, in your home, if you get out in the backyard. So they're telling you that the facial recognition system will be defeated by the masks that they want you to wear to stop the spread. So I'm saying that's just another piece of anecdotal evidence that this is real. We can talk about a couple things after the bottom of the hour break to save you some money. We can save you a dollar a day easily. It's not a lot, but it will save you a dollar a day on your electric bill if you do laundry. And we'll teach you very quickly how to make a very simple clothes dryer, the same one that we've been using since 2005, 15 years here.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A first coronavirus-related economic stimulus bill is still in the pipeline. It's been approved by lawmakers, signed by President Trump, but a lot of the benefits are just starting to flow. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says discussions have begun with congressional leaders on a second such bill that would focus on infrastructure.
We'll continue to have those conversations. So we expect there will be more bills, and we think it is a great time now to invest in infrastructure.
Russia has been portrayed as one of America's biggest enemies, but it is stepping up with a plane full of critical medical supplies that have arrived in New York City, where the coronavirus has been hitting especially hard. The supplies include protective gear, masks, and ventilators, and antiseptics. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example, animals.
1-800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Last day, God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just a little bit more evidence of how real this coronavirus is, the COVID-19 as it's also called. It's the third leading cause of death in the United States. So I'm going to give you the numbers. They're very, very simple. The number one leading cause of death in the United States, which kills 1,774 people a day, is heart disease. Number two is cancer. 1,641 people die a day. 1,641 die every day from cancer. And number three, COVID-19, the coronavirus. 1,049 die a day right now in the United States. So, I'm going to give you those numbers one more time because I know they just floored you. So, the three leading causes of death, heart disease, cancer, and coronavirus. 1,774 from heart disease per day, 1,641 cancer per day, and 1,049. That is more than twice the accident deaths of 466 per day. So, again, if you don't think this is real, if that doesn't convince you, we can't. There's nothing we can do to convince you. Okay, so, Kyle, many years ago, we built our house, and 15 years ago, and we installed an electric clothes washer and a clothes dryer. And we use the clothes washer every day. But the clothes dryer we've never used. It's an electric model. And it's wired. It's ready to go. And it's, no one's ever turned it on. So it's a flat surface to park things on. But above it, I took a piece of EMT conduit. It's 3/4 inch. It's very inexpensive. It's just a couple dollars for 10 feet. And I fabricated two boards to support it on either side. The washer and dryer are side by side. And there's a wall on either side of the washer and dryer. And so I just fabricated a board and drilled it out. And I put in this piece of EMT conduit. And we have hangers that we got for free. From, like, if you bought a shirt and you bought it at the factory outlet. And you said, could I have that hanger, too? Are you going to throw it away? If you're just going to throw it away, I'd love to keep that or have that. They'll give you the hangers. So we've accumulated hangers over the years, these plastic hangers. We take the clothes out of the washing machine and hang them on the hanger. You know, kind of straighten them out so they don't have wrinkles in them, and hang them on this piece of EMT suspended above the washer and dryer. And what it costs, I don't know, a couple dollars. Literally, and some time, maybe an hour. And it has saved us a dollar's worth of electricity probably every day that we would have used the electric dryer. Have you done anything similar to that, Kyle, in your world?
Oh yeah, absolutely, Vince. We're all propane now, so my wife pretty much, and there's just her and I. But back when we were when we had the farm and the kids were home and stuff, we had actually got it at a garage sale again. This kind of a wooden pole looking thing that came straight up to the ceiling, and it would branch out the different directions. And we would be able to hang clothes on these different little branches, if you will, of this thing until they were dry by the wood stove, because we were living off grid, and so you were saving, you know, power and your batteries by doing that. And so we did that a lot. You know, one other thing I wanted to touch on, Vince, that'd be really important for people coming up. If you can see, and hopefully hope to God that what Vince has been preaching and teaching and showing you for all these years, you are paying some attention, and that you are really paying attention now, because in my opinion, your life is probably going to depend on it, either you or your kids for sure. If you don't know how to make bread, if you don't know how to cook, if you don't know that you can go online if you need to, and probably still, because nobody's wanting to use this stuff yet. They will, but it's not yet. Get cake pans, get cookie sheets, get bowls, a mixer, crock pots. If you're going to take this money and the $1,200, go to the dollar store and buy shampoo and laundry soap and things that you're going to need long term. Get seeds, figure out, do some research now while you still can, even if you've got just a 20 by 30 area or 20 by 10 area in your backyard that you could dig up and plant, some plants there to be able to supplement your income or supplement your food sources, because it's just things are fixing to change for us. And I think, I know Vince sees it coming and I see it coming. There's, you know, the only, the biggest thing I disagree with Rich Sheban on is that there's that he is an optimist and we need optimists. I love the guy. He's fantastic. I had lunch with him. He's incredible. He's a great guy. But the thing I disagree with him the most is that there is this going to be this awakening where we can turn this thing around. I think the big money people that are out there are not going to help the little people at all. That what they're going to really do, they're the ones perpetrating this problem. They're not going to do anything to help it, help the little people out. It's going to be in to enslave you. That's where it's headed, in my opinion. But please get some things like, you know, different seeds, fencing, gloves, shovels, pitchforks, picks, you know, hoses, some way to be able to water this. Figure on, if you're going to grow stuff, grow nutrient dense foods, not stuff that's fluff, but stuff that really has some kick to it as far as keeping you alive. Broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, Swiss chard, bok choy, those kind of things that have a lot of kick to them, that have a lot of help physiologically to help you. You're going to need flour, sugar, oil, salt, butter, leavening, baking powder, yeast, baking soda, canned meats, soup makings, pasta, sauce. If you can't make it, figure out a way to flavor tomato juice or tomato sauce. Get the herbs to be able to make stuff that you can eat and that just won't make you feel like you're completely, you know, lost everything. Because the hopelessness of this place, the hopelessness of what we're heading into is going to be really hard on a lot of people. And here's one last thought, I mean, or another thought from me. When you get up in the morning, do something. I mean, like make your bed. You know, get up in the morning if you're alone especially. Figure out a task to do that day. Start with one task. And then look at a few books or figure out if there's anything open where you can, probably nothing open anymore where you can even buy books, but go online and get it on a Kindle if you've got it. But, get books, read books, do something. But I think the real important thing to do is to do something. Don't just sit and watch electronic stuff all day long that is playing games that at the end of the day, you've accomplished nothing, because that, as soon as you're off of it, is going to lead you to more and more and deeper depression. So I just feel like there's a lot of things that can be done or should be done that you can do if you're just willing to try. Vince?
Kyle, you mentioned this clothes poll. We have the same clothes poll, I believe, here. And I believe it was originally designed somewhere around the 1920s, 1930s. And literally, it is a poll that has some arms or where you can hang hangers on it and let your clothes dry. Now, why would Kyle have that, and why would we have that? Because back in those days, in the 20s, when things were a lot harder to do before the electric clothes dryer was invented or the gas clothes dryer, that's people fabricated and made tools to make their lives simpler, but they were primitive. So we have one, too, and we've used it for exactly the same purpose. Kyle and I never talked about this before. You're hearing it for the very first time. Now, My grandmother, and I have this, she had a clothes dryer that hung on the wall. Now, what this thing did was it had these little arms that came out. And they were just wooden arms. You'd push up this part of this wall hanging, and it would fan out so you could hang your clothes in your kitchen or your living room or your dining room or whatever you had inside the house. And then when you were done, it would retract and just hang on the wall, and it would only protrude maybe 8 inches, but it would fan out 3 feet when you're using it to dry clothes. Those were the kinds of things that people did during the first Great Depression. We are going backwards right now. We are going backwards, and we are going to be really appreciative of those things if we still kept them. But most people sold them or threw them away because, heck, we had an electric clothes dryer. We didn't need anything like that. My grandmother washed clothes by hand in a bucket with a washboard. And so did a lot of other grandmothers. And so did a lot of mothers. And that's what was done, because that's what you had to do. And the reason that my grandmother knew how to grow a garden and my grandfather knew how to grow a garden is because, well, in order to be alive back then, that's what you had to do. You had to raise your own food. We've been talking about gardening for years. Mike Knox has been on with us. Len Pence has been on with us. We've been talking about gardening. You've got to have the seeds. You've got to have the heirloom seeds, the ones that you can save and reproduce. And we've taught classes on how to do that for years. It's kind of late now, but if you can get some seeds, start growing that garden. That's what we're doing. We're expanding our garden. Do you think that we want to get out there and work ourselves to the bone till it's way past dark with shovels and picks and trowels to do this day after day after day? It's taken us a week just to expand the garden. It's really hard work. But that's what we're doing, because we know that we will really appreciate the days that will be less hungry. We're not going to have any full bellies. That's not going to happen. And do you have a pair of scissors to cut hair? Because going to the barbershop or the beauty shop, I'll tell you what, some guys are going to be absolutely terrified when they wake up and they find out they've been sleeping with this gal for a long time and what she really looks like without makeup. What have I done? sir, and she's going to look at him and say, Grizzly Adams, I mean, really, class, my hair is long right now. I look like Columbo. If you want to see what my hair looks like, look at Columbo when he was on TV. That's how long my hair is. It's not exactly the same as my picture on the Internet. Kyle and I will be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us. Kyle, Ron Gibson is a gentleman in the Carolinas, and he picks up this broadcast and strips out the commercials with my permission and Genesis Communications' permission. And we're delighted he's doing this. He puts it on the Ron Gibson channel, or Ron, G-I-B-S-O-N, channel on YouTube. And I just took a quick look yesterday. Gwyneth Isaacs was on with us. And the people who view this channel and listen to us have a chance to thumb up or thumb down what they think. And I got to tell you, it's really looking good. We are getting 40% thumbs down. 40% people don't like what we have to say. 40%. Now, I looked at Mike Rivero. He's a broadcaster. He's on Republic Broadcasting Network. And he's doing better than we are. He's only getting 25% thumbs down. So, obviously, you know, we're talking about the Corona Panic and what it really means and that it's real. And 40%, I believe, are saying, no, I think that's what that means. And I'm impressed. And in the words of my son, our son, that's more potato chips for us.
I like that. Yeah, I heard that the other day. You know, Ben, I've got a feeling, and I feel bad, but I just, you and I have mentioned this off air before. Unfortunately, when my dad was in Korea, he saw a lot of combat, and he had the saying, and I've mentioned it on the air before, Americans wake up when their guts are out. And unfortunately, I think you and I can see the writing on the wall, so to speak. And I am like 90% sure that this is going to happen. Is there a slim chance something could return to some normalcy that was like it was before? I'll give mental assent to that by 10%. But, you know, the old adage that you have thought and heard and for years is, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So, folks, the worst thing you can do is to take this government money that's coming to you and not have a plan for it. If you just go out and buy a bunch of frivolous, depreciating garbage, electronic garbage to play games and amuse your mind for a very short period of time, you're going to be looking at that. And then the intro into this last segment was no whining. You're going to be the whiner that you couldn't believe you were. So it's a warning. It's a pleading. As Vince and I have a long time, do something, make a plan. It is, in my opinion, practically too late for the long term. But for a short term, for a few months, that money could get you by for a while and give you a little bit more time to be able to prepare for something a little longer. But you're going to be doing it in segments now rather than the long term. Vince and I are set up for years if we had to. But you're going to be preparing at this point if you haven't. You're going to be preparing for a few months at a time. So if you can take this money and use it as a little springboard to get you a few months down the road, and then those few months prepare for another few months down the road, you might make it a little longer. But I'm just throwing that out there for advice.
Class, headlines on the Drudge Report right this moment. Right this moment. Half humanity on lockdown. 90 countries in the world are on some sort of lockdown. That's 3.9 billion, with a B, people. Half of the world's population is on lockdown right now. So for those who think this is this is not real, do you really think that this farce, a hoax, could be perpetrated at that level? Do you really think so? People are dying every couple of minutes, every 3 minutes in New York City. Every 3 minutes. There's going to be a problem with trash. There's going to be a problem with burials. There's going to be a problem when your loved one dies in the hospital and they say, listen, your grandmother's infected and we can't have a funeral. There will be no funeral. She's going right to the incinerator. Now, the question I have for you is, when this slows down and abates to some level, and you see your neighbor buying a brand new Chinese television, what are you going to do? Are you going to say, have you lost your mind? Those guys, that's where it came from. And you're going to buy products there? Are you kidding? There will be neighbors fighting neighbors, friends fighting friends, family fighting family. I see that coming. Kyle, do you think I've lost my mind?
I think you're exactly spot on. I think that's exactly where we're headed. Mad Max.
Class, this was not rehearsed. Kyle and I, Gwyneth and I, Rich and I, none of this is rehearsed. You're hearing it live. This is our independent research, independent from each other, putting the pieces together, putting our what we've seen and sharing it with you. That's who we are, and that's what we're doing. And I hope you take it seriously. All of our reputations are staked.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.